Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Final regular home games here at the Sanford Center. It's hard to believe how fast this season has gone by. Does it feel like it's been that fast for you guys?
Oh, yeah, it does. It's like, wow. Feels like it was just the other day we were, you know, getting ready to play Minnesota here in our home opener. So, but it's like that, you know, especially as you get older, which I certainly am. Just time seems to fly by. But you know what, Kelly? It's been a blast. It's been a really, really fun year. You know, every single day coming to the rink has just been a blessing. It's been fun, and I credit the 25 players on our roster for that, because you know they're the ones that make it so enjoyable. You know, always have smiles on their faces. They get along so well as a group, so it's been fun. But you know what, we've got some big games left. We hopefully have a lot of hockey left, and we're looking forward to it.
You split last weekend at MSU. They played pretty good on Friday night. Your team rebounded with a 5-3 win. What was the biggest difference between Friday and Saturday for your team?
You know, I think there's one thing. Maybe our puck management was better. We did a lot better job of not turning the puck over. You know, I thought Friday we turned the puck over way too many times. You know, a lot of plays where it went right from our stick directly to their stick, and now they're coming at us. And you know, too many times we turned the puck over just inside the offensive blue line. And we talked, you know, just about keeping the game simple and getting pucks past their D. And, you know, I know players, they want to make plays. The game speed, it's a lot different. They think they see something, they want to make a play. But, you know, our team has so much success when we get pucks past their defense and we get after it. And once we have the puck in the offensive zone, and now we can possess it, now we can make some things happen that way. But, you know, I thought our intensity probably was a little better on Saturday as well.
Three of your five goals that Saturday night were by BSU blue liners. This defensive core has been really solid for you guys this season, hasn't it?
It really has, and a pretty young group too. You know, one senior, one junior, and the rest are sophomores or freshmen. And you know, the seven that have played have all played very, very well. It's you know, not one time have we gone into weekend, you know, saying these six are it, they're going to play, because you know, every time somebody's been out, that new player that's come in has played well enough that they deserve to keep playing. So, you know, it's a nice problem to have. I'm sure that the players themselves would certainly like to play all the time. But, again, all seven have done a tremendous job. And certainly adding the offense that they have is just, you know, it's just made us a better team, no question.
Six important points on the line this weekend. Of course, St. Cloud State, the last time out, your team was able to shut them out 3-0 in both games. They're a different team coming into this series. So is your team. What is the message to your team coming into this weekend?
Well, you know, just enjoy it. You know, obviously, you know, we know where we're at. We know what's at stake. You know, the focus is obviously on tonight. And you know, we're playing a team that's got certainly playing with a lot more confidence than when we saw them back at that series back at St. Cloud. But you know what? You know, our message was, you know, no regrets. We've talked about this before, Kelly. Just, you know, let's just go out there and play our game. The scoreboard will take care of itself. And, you know, we just go out and play as hard as we can and, you know, do the things we're capable of doing. You know, be in the moment. Again, you know, you certainly, you're going to live with results. You know, obviously you want to come out on top. We know what we're playing for. But you know what? It's not the end all if we don't, if things don't go our way. But let's just go out and play as hard as we can. Give ourselves the best chance we can. And scoreboard will take care of itself.
It is a big weekend for women's hockey, not only here in the state of Minnesota, but also on the global stage as the Olympics start. You've got 37 former WCHA players that will be represented. 8 WCHA players will be represented in the National Women's Hockey League All-Star Game. One is a former BSU Beaver, Sadie Lundquist. Another is a former St. Cloud State Husky, Katie Fitzgerald. Those two will be battling it out in downtown St. Paul on Sunday. Coach, for you, knowing that Sadie Lundquist, a former Beaver, is going to be on that sheet of ice for such a big event, what does that mean to this program?
Oh, it's great. You know, obviously, you know, all of our players that have gone on and are playing past, you know, once they graduated, just obviously a great reflection on our program and you know, just bring more, you know, another spotlight on our program in a positive way. So I know we have some players over in Europe that are playing for some different teams over there. But, you know, for Sadie to get this opportunity, you know, I know she's really big on the crushed ice circuit where she goes flying down that mountain at top speed. And not sure how much hockey she's played since she left, but certainly she's played enough. And I know she's gonna do a tremendous job, you know, representing our program. So it'll be cool to see. And really excited for you that you get to go down and help broadcast that event.
It certainly will be fun. It'll be fun to see those WCHA players and especially Sadie. Tonight, St. Cloud State, what's it going to take to get a win here tonight, Coach?
We talk a lot about playing fast, and I just want to emphasize to the group, you know, You know, we certainly have some players that are that can get up and down the ice. You know, you just, you know, think off the top of your head, you know, Kiki and Haley and Claire and Paige, and we, you know, they can go, and that we're really good when we're moving the puck north right away. So that's going to be the one of the keys, is we want to get going north as quick as we can. What I mean by that is, if there's turnovers, you know, let's not take the puck back in our zone. Let's get that thing going north as quick as we can, and again, keep it simple. Don't get too fancy. Let's get pucks deep. I think puck management will be crucial in all three zones. You know, we want to, you know, play a 200-foot game, not give them anything, not giving them any short ice with turnovers at our blue line or their blue line. You know, make them work for everything they get. And you know what? The other thing is, we can't make her comfortable. We can't let her be comfortable in the net. We got to get people in the net. If we're on the perimeter all night, that's to her advantage. We got to go to that blue paint and create some chaos. And again, we do all those things. You know, there's a good chance that the scoreboard will be in our favor at the end of the night.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.